closed window until the execution of the defendant. Meaning we said in the Mishnah that there was a window that we're going to have the Edim Zomimim be considered punishable. It's not just from when they speak. It's from the guilty verdict of the defendant, like we said. So that's from when. Now it's until when. This sugya talks about the closing of that window, which is until his execution. Now, until means ad, not achare, not after his execution. So the question is, why not even after the execution? As a kal vachomer. Certainly if it was before, and he didn't kill the guy yet, the defendant. So if we kill the defendant, certainly maybe we should kill these guys. Why don't we say that? And the answer is because punishment is never administered through a kal vachomer. You can't kal vachomer your way to killing people. It has to be said outright from the Torah. Now, this principle is derived from the laws of illicit relationships, which is arayot. Verse mentions punishment for relationship with half-sisters and still mentions sisters as well. In Parashat Kedoshim, it says that the punishment of being with the half-sister on both sides is like being with the sister. Like it says, Achoto Gila. So it's comparing, not so it's saying half-sisters and regular sister. So it has to say both, which we'll see in the Pisukim, in the verses when we read it. Now every punishment and prohibition must be explicit. In Kedoshim is the punishments of the Gilui Arayot. Now in Achare Mot that we read on Yom Kippur, that's where you have the prohibitions. And it also says half-sister of the father and half-sister from the mother, and then it says sister in general. So again, we'll see that. And the connection is, this is Mishnah related, meaning this is not a sugya that's directly a quote from the Mishnah, which is explanation of current Mishnah, but it's just related to the topic of the Mishnah, which is basically a Edim Zomimin law and what we do, as opposed to if it was Shabbat or something else, like we had in the first Mishnah, it would just be a not Mishnah related, just another topic. And now we start the Gemara. Tana, we learned in a Braita, Birabi Omer, a great rabbi, they call him Birabi, which just means it's like a great title that he's a great man. This rabbi said about our Mishnah, Lo hargu neheragin. If we didn't kill the defendant, then they do get killed. The witnesses, the plotting witnesses, hargu, if we did kill the defendant, en neheragin, then they do not get killed, which is what we know as the law. Now, Amar Aviv, the father of this great rabbi, he told him, Bini, my son, lav kal vachomerhu. Isn't it a kal vachomer that we should say, certainly if we ended up killing the defendant, we should certainly kill the Edim Zomimin. Isn't that the way we should learn the law? So the son answered him, Amarlo, limadtanu rabenu. Our rabbi has taught us, meaning it's a respectful way of answering back to his rabbi or his father, she'en onshin min hadin, that we don't punish based on kal vachomer, which is min hadin, that's what it means. You have to have the verse say specifically that we punish in all cases. You can't make inferences and implications and kal vachomer when it comes to punishing people, and especially putting people to death. Because maybe we won't understand something. Maybe we're missing something. We can't do something drastic like that based on our own thinking. Ditanya, like we learned in the Braita, that explains how we know from these Pesukim that it says in Parashat Kedoshim about punishments of Arayot, Ish asher ikach et achoto, person who takes his sister, bat aviv or bat imo, meaning sister means half-sister, from the father or from the mother. Now, ein li ela bat aviv shelo bat imo, so I only know about the daughter of his father, which is not from the mother, ubat imo shelo bat aviv, and again, the daughter of the mother, which is not from the father, which means the two half-sisters we know. Now, what about bat imo ubat aviv minayin? So how do we know if the sister is both from the mother and the father, which means a full sister? You might say, Talmud lomar, ervat achoto gila. Part of that pasuk, it says that when you take the half-sister, it's like you're revealing the erva of your sister. So it said full sister. So it had to mention full sister, because that's including it into the list. Now, ad shelo yomar, yesh li badin. If it didn't say, if the pasuk didn't say, ervat achoto gila, I would still know it. I would have, yesh li, I would have badin. Again, this called kal vachomer. Because I would say, im anash al bat aviv shelo batimo. If a person would be punished on the sister of the father, but not the mother, ubatimo shelo bat aviv, and on the mother's daughter, but not the father, meaning the two half-sisters. So I would know, bat aviv ubatimo lo kol sheken, the full sister, which is from the father and the mother, certainly so. So why can't I say that? Ha lamata, thereby we understand that we learned, she'en onshin min adin, that we don't punish based on kal vachomer, but you need a specific part of the verse to say explicitly. So that's why it said, ervat achoto gila, to include the full sister. Because you cannot just learn that because of a kal vachomer. Now it says, onesh shamanu, we learned the punishment, azhara minayin. How do we know about the prohibition? Because always we know you have to have the Torah say, don't do, which is the azhara, and then the punishment also. Sometimes it could be in the same pasuk, sometimes not. So it happens to be, Kiddushim talks about the punishments, and Acharei Mot talks about the prohibitions. And so over there, you're also going to see that it says explicitly all types of sisters. So it says, Talmud Lomar, it says over there, Ervat Achotecha Bat Avicha O Bat Emecha. In Vayikra Yudchet 18 Pasuk Tet 9, and the Gemara says, "Ein li ela bat aviv shelo batimo ubatimo shelo bat aviv." I have the two types of sisters: one that belongs to the father and one that belongs just to the mother. Bat aviv ubatimo, but a full sister of both mother and father. Minayin? How do I know? Talmud lomar, because there's another pasuk that says in pasuk 11. Ervat bat eshet avicha, the erva of the daughter of your father's wife, moledet avicha, which is the daughter of your father, which means again half sister of the father, achotechahi, it is your sister, considered like a full sister. So which says the words full sister there, just to include it. Now, why does it repeat about a father and a half-sister? You have to look in Acharei Mot to see what Hashem is trying to tell us over here. One explanation is also when it says Moledet Avicha, as opposed to if it was just the father's wife's daughter, which is the stepdaughter, not Moledet Avicha, that would be okay. We can marry stepdaughter, but not Moledet Avicha. So again, the Pesukim have many things in it, and it might look like it's repeating, but it has other things to teach. And so the Gemara says, Ad shelo yomar yesh li min adin. Again, if it didn't say outright about achotecha, so I would learn it from a kal vachomer. Ma im huzhar al bat imo shelo bat aviv ubat aviv shelo bat imo. Again, if I was huzhar, now it says the word, because again, we're not on onesh, we're on the azhara. On both half-sisters, so bat aviv ubatimo lo kol sheken, full sister, wouldn't I know certainly? And it's not. Halamata she'en mazhirin min adin. So we learn, because you would not learn it, kol shekein. That's why there's a specific words in the pasuk. You would not learn azharot from a kal vachomer either. So that's why I had to say achot echahi in order to include a full sister. Now all this was just to prove to us that we can't kill the guy of Edim Zomimin if we did execute the defendant, and we don't learn that from a kal vachomer. That was the point here. Unless it says it in the Torah, which it does not, because that's what the Tzedukim wanted to learn, but the rabbis learned the Pisukim differently. So since it does not say anything about killing the guy after the death, we don't do it. And it has nothing to do with the kal vachomer.